The holy tzaddik Rabbi Elimelech of Lezhensk had a famous disciple, Rabbi Moshe Leib Sassover, and he was well known for his tremendous love of every Jew. One year, Moshe Leib spent Pesach at the home of his venerable Rebbe, the Noam Elimelech. While they were conducting the Seder, Rabbi Elimelech of Lezhensk turns to Rabbi Moshe Leib and he asks him, "Can you please tell us a Dvar Torah?" Rabbi Moshe Leib says, in Parshas Bo, the Torah says, "V'hoyu ki yoimru aleichem b'neichem." If one day your children will ask you, "Why do we bring a Karban Pesach every year?" V'amartem, you should tell them, "Asher pasach al botei b'nei Yisrael." On the night of Makkos Bechoris, Hashem passed over the Jewish houses in Mitzrayim, v'nokfois Mitzrayim, when he smote the Mitzrayim, v'zbuteinu hitzil. And all of the Jewish firstborns were saved. Rabbi Moshe Leib asked, "Why is the Torah say, Asher pasach al botei b'nei Yisrael? Al means on top, which implies Hashem being on top of the Jewish homes. Would it not have been more appropriate to say, Asher pasach me'al batei b'nei Yisrael, that Hashem skipped over the Jewish homes? Hashem was not on the top of their homes. He jumped over their homes." At that point, Rabbi Moshe Leib turned to the crowd and he said something incredible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for every Yid was so great and he cherished every Yid with such passion that when he came to a Jewish home, Hashem didn't just skip over their home, but rather he stepped onto the roof of the home and he started to dance on top of the roof. And with tremendous love and excitement, Hashem said, "Du voint ayid, du voint ayid. Here lives a Jew." And Rabbi Moshe Leib kept on repeating it, "Du voint ayid." And as he was giving this explanation, he kept on repeating this phrase again and again, each time with more passion, with more excitement, until his emotions overtook him. Then all of a sudden, he jumped onto the Rebbe's table and started to sing and dance with overwhelming simcha. He pointed to all the people in the crowd and he said, "Du voint ayid." And before long, all the Hasidim joined him. And in unison, they all began shouting, "Du voint ayid." Just like for Hashem in Mitzrayim, the Rebbe Moshe Leib, it didn't matter what type of yid or what level of observance. From the depths of his heart, there was a fiery passion for every yid that burned so strongly within him. Years ago, a young man came to Rav Gamliel Rabinovitz and told him an amazing story. A woman came to America after World War II and decided that after what she had endured, she would completely renounce Judaism. She got married, had children, but Yiddishkeit was not part of her life. She didn't fast in Yom Kippur or abstain from Chametz on Pesach. Years later, just before spring, her oldest child, Jerry, was in college and he received a package from his mother. He opened it up and found a container with triangle cookies filled with jam. He recognized them as his mother made them every year in March. He later brought the container to share with his friends while they ate lunch. Jerry's friend Joe took a cookie and said, "Hey, you're Jewish like me." "Jewish?" Jerry said. "I'm not Jewish." "So where did you get these cookies?" "My mother made them," Jerry said. "Well, then you're Jewish. These cookies are called Hamantaschen, and the Jews make them for the holiday of Purim." Jerry ran to call his mother. "Mom, am I Jewish?" His mother was shocked. "Why do you ask?" He said, "Mom, my friend explained that the cookies you make are Jewish cookies that they bake for some holiday." His mother said, "Yes, we are Jewish. My mother used to bake these with me every year before Purim. So I always make them for my kids because I looked forward to eating them as a child." Jerry was intrigued. Jerry went on to investigate his heritage and found a rabbi on campus who taught him about Judaism. He eventually went to Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. A few years later, he got married and made Aliyah. And he went on to learn in a kollel in Yerushalayim. He said to Reb Gamliel, "Rabbi, I was that Jerry. Du voint ayid." His mother had fond memories as a child baking cookies with her mom for Purim. That excitement and enjoyment never left her. And she just couldn't give up the tradition of baking Hamantash. And from that little cookie emerged a generation of Jews who are now Shomer Torah mitzvahs. Sooner or later, the holy neshama bursts forth from every Jewish soul. We never know what triggers the pintel yid. Sometimes it's inspired during Kol Nidre, sometimes while lighting the Shabbos candles, or perhaps during an inspiring kumzitz. For some, it's on the night of Pesach while wearing a white kittel. And for others, it might even be while eating a homemade hamantash from their unaffiliated mother. Every Yid is special. Every Yid is a holy neshama, a microcosm of Hashem. No matter how far gone, Hashem does not forsake any of His children. And He even sends them every so often reminders of His love and affection. On the night we imbue our children with the values and the Messiah that was passed down to us, there's no doubt that Hashem will jump onto our roofs and dance and scream out with excitement. Du voint ayit. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.
Yiddish Shtiv.